Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Have you ever wondered what is possible beyond possible? What is the thing you've been wondering and inquiring about? Are you just feeling stuck and don't know why? Are you thinking or are you seeing? Seeing allows us to expand and have this other experience. We want to invite you for that wake-up call. We want to invite your spirit, your soul, so to be more alive, more connected. Glenn Brooks has been a life coach for over 33 years, author of Divorced to Patterns, Not Each Other, an explorer of what is possible. He has worked with people all around the world. Join us for a wake-up conversation, a dialogue with you. We will have some of the most interesting contributors. We will be talking to some of the most interesting people and have some of the most resourceful teachers, wisdom-filled people from around the world join us. Share your voice, ask the questions, become free of the known into a new world of possibility. We are going to talk about all the things you wonder about: how to live, how to heal, how to connect, how to love, how to be seen. Your life is precious. Enjoy it.
Good afternoon. I'm Glenn Brooks. I'm so glad you're with us. How intelligence increases when we think less. How intelligence increases when we think less. Wow. Kai Cole, my co-host, my beloved producer, live from Mexico. I'm just so moved by today's program, Kai, because I feel that I always want to give the audience an experience. I don't really want to give more information. I want to give them something they could experience. And I think we have something today that's going to really allow them to put some new things in action. So, hello. I love your voice off the air and on the air. What's been cooking with you?
So much, Glenn. Thank you so much for the warm introduction as usual. I am in Mexico City this week, and it is such a glorious, glorious place to be. Everyone here is, you know, I love to use the word, vibrant, because they are so embracing of people that are from different areas. So, you know, as soon as I came here, I was received with open arms, and the food, the energy, the environment is just all in all nurturing.
You know, you're so receptive, Kai. I feel like when you go someplace and experience something, you take it at multiple levels. So I always appreciate when you share about something. I love your inquiry. I love who you are. With us today on the air is, and this is going to be an experiential journey. I invited Maureen Carey on, who's the publisher of one of the most significant publications in Rhode Island around natural health, creativity, awakening, tuning in, natural health, and all the wonders of life that often we don't read about in the media. I asked Maureen, I said to her, you know, this is going to be unusual, because when I talk to people, I talk from living a vision together. Well, we actually live it. And this series is called Being Paid for Who We Are. Being Paid for Who We Are. So I said, Maureen, we're going to be involved in a film we're going to be making in Providence. I'm going to bring my beyond dating to relating work. And I said, you ready to do something? We both prospered a new level. We've become wiser and richer. And Maureen said, yes. So she's with us today. And I'm so excited. And this ties us in to Kimchi Moyer. Because my story of the day is I realized early on I was a resonator. I just realized that recently, too. When I met Kimchi, it was like, wow. She helps people decode the language of the body to truly find out what resonates with them. When I was about 18, I read about this place in New York called Fanny Schaefer's Vegetarian Farm. I was already not drinking. My teacher said, don't drink, so I didn't drink. My teacher was pretty wise. He was much, much younger. When I met him in New York City, his name was Paul Bragg. He said, don't get into the habit of aging. It's a bad habit. And he goes, grow young and ask new questions and don't listen to dead thinking. Don't listen to your dead thinking or the people around you's dead thinking. And he said he had a lot of critics. He was jailed many times, but most of his critics are underneath him now. It definitely shifted my life. I've kind of met him, kind of like I met Maureen. I met him, I went to the hotel, and I didn't know how I was going to see him that day, but I knew I was going to see him. And I swear that I walked up to the front desk, and there's a bouquet of flowers with this guy, Eddie Mack. And he gave me the flowers to go give to Paul Bragg and his wife, kind of like in that moment. So trusting life and going beyond facts. Resonation. I go up to Fanny Schaefer's vegetarian farm, and I give a talk at 18 in front of people that are in their 80s and 90s, and a couple of people are 100 years old. And this is the place they go for the summer. Resonation. I walk after the talk. I talked about what I learned from the life of Dr. Norman Walker, the first guy that made juicing popular. He wrote a book called Become Younger. And here I am talking to them. It was like sort of paradoxical. But I was sharing with them, and I finished. And this guy followed me to the courtyard. And I turned around, and he gave me $10. He put it in my pocket. He says, Glenn, keep moving that mail. Keep talking. Keep moving. And I realized then, Kim C, I really had my first resonation. I had my first experience of being with someone that kind of resonated what was happening. Because mostly what was happening in my life was I was having these profound experiences where I, even on my paper route, I would have these deep connections. I would speak to people. And I realized what was happening was there's a listening to the listening. When you start to really listen to people, that being comes forward, their being, not their mind, but their being, that sacred part of the part of them that is unencumbered by the trauma and violations, right? The inherent wisdom and wealth of that person. So here we are on Vibrant Living. I want to give you guys an experience today. Well, first of all, I just want to say all of you, I'm just so deeply touched we're here together. And that in the book, The Secret Science Behind Miracles, which I love, is that it just takes agreement. It just takes two people agreeing to being the miraculous. Well, Maureen, I'm so happy you're here today. And I want to extend you a warm welcome. I thought it'd be fun.
Me. I appreciate it.
No, you're really welcome. I love Rhode Island, warmest beaches on the East Coast. I mean, there's some other warm beaches, the warmest ones I went to. So I thought it'd be fun because I teach people, I work with people on deep listening. And so since Kim, she's with us, and I said to you, she was a resopath, right? I told her Kim, she was a resopath. I thought it'd be fun, could she introduce herself? Because you've never heard about this, even though I know you've worked with the center that Kimchi works with in Providence, I know you're aware of the Biological Center, Biological Medicine Center, even though the real name I feel in my heart is Vibrant Medicine. That's the name we're kind of using. And me and Kimchi are going to be at a conference together all about Vibrant Medicine, Vibrant Living, and of course Vibrant Happiness, and that's right, Vibrant Matchmaking. So Kimchi, why don't you introduce yourself, and then we'll have an open, I want to go to the heart of the message of Vibrant Medicine and your mission as a resopath in the opening segment. Welcome.
Thank you, Glenn, for this very warm welcome. I'm very honored to be here with you. Resopathy is a health modality that I developed after 27 years of research and working with the body, simply because I'm so fascinated by the body and I want to know how it works and I want to know what's going on, because I know that we are part of the universe and we are just a magnetic field. We are in between the earth and heaven, and so we vibrate these different frequencies by absorbing the earth's frequencies and the frequencies from the planets and the sky. So as I walk on this path and begin to work with the body and try to understand what's going on, I realize that the language of the universe is through resonance, that the body, that the universe is all energy. Everything breaks down to energy, and when energy moves and vibrates, and if something, if it has similar frequency, it would go into resonance. So I just I start to come up with the way to describe the method. What is it that I'm doing? And what I'm doing is I'm communicating with the body. What I'm doing is I'm communicating, accessing the intelligence of the body. And how do I do that? It's through a process of biofeedback and resonance. So that's how the word resopathy came up. when I was working with my friend Tristan Lee, and he said, Kim Chi, you always talk about resonance. Every time I ask you something, you always talk about resonance. So what about something like resopathy? And I just say, oh my God, I really like that word. So now that is a health modality, and I describe myself as a resopath. So we have allopath, we have homeopath, we have naturopath, osteopath, and now we have a resopath. A resopath is someone that works with the body by measuring the body electrical field, and through a process of biofeedback and resonance, I'm able to gather biological data and determine timing when to do what. What is it that your body wants? So resopathy, in other words, is a way to access the body intelligence and allow the body to have a voice so that it can express itself, what it wants, what it needs, so that we can be, so we can help it to repair in the most efficient way and the shortest time possible.
Since Maureen, I want to say, let's ask the other geniuses sitting around me. Kai, Ariel, Maureen, how does that speak to you guys?
It seems brilliant to me.
It definitely does.
It makes
So Maureen, if you were sitting in the office, but I want to ask Kai her take. What I want to do is I want you to sit down in a special healing room in Providence, and you're sitting with Kim Chi. I want to ask you if you're sitting in the room, and I want to just go to Kai just quickly. What's your response when you heard Kim Chi describe being a resopath? How did that touch you? Speak to you. It looks like Kai, you there? Maybe Kai's having a little challenge with her mic.
Yeah,
let's go.
I'm here. Go ahead. I thought you were.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. Okay, cool. No. I'm asking Maureen. What I'm asking Maureen is, I want Maureen, if you're willing, Maureen, because I want to send you to see Kim Chi at some point, because you're a beloved team member. I just want to tell you how much I deeply appreciate you. I want to say, residence-wise, it's a 10. I just wanted to get your comment, Kai, before I wanted our famous publisher from Rhode Island here, Maureen Carey, to sit down with Kim Chi, because I realized, when I talked to Maureen, I realized she's very inquisitive. She's been on a lot of modalities, a lot of things. What Kim Chi said to you, how did that speak to you? What did you capture what Kim Chi said, Kai?
First of all, I love Kim Chi's enthusiasm for the field. She is so into the depth of, the realms of everything that we can explore. I am very excited for Kim Chi and Maureen to create a relationship, especially once we get into Maureen's story about how she got into holistic wellness and how it's changed her life. With that being said, I would love for Maureen to be able to share her story with our audience.
I would love that, Maureen. Please, why don't you go ahead, and then we'll sit we'll have you drop by at Kim Chi's place on the airway before it's in person. I'd love to hear your story. What happened in your life?
All right. So it was coincidentally just about 10 years ago. Although I suppose it was a little more than that because it didn't happen immediately.
Yeah.
I was working in banking. I had been in banking for 20 years, and I had come to recognize that it just really wasn't sitting well with me. And I was starting to look for something else to do, but I guess I have to go back a little further than that. I also have MS, and I had had a particularly bad exacerbation, and it kicked my butt. And I just was having a hard time coming back around from it. I was back at work, but I was dragging, and I wasn't seeing the opportunities that were out there in the world. I was feeling very stuck and very trapped in my circumstance, and I just couldn't figure out what was going on with me. And I went to go see a naturopath, and she took a look at my diet, and I always ate very well, as what I thought I was eating very well. I didn't realize that I was not eating the things that were right for my body. We changed my diet, and my brain fog started to lift, and my energy level started to increase, And I saw a whole nother world of possibilities out there. So I started keeping my eyes open for what is my next step in my path going to be. And I came across the Natural Awakenings magazine down in Florida because we're part of a franchise. So I was in downtown Orlando at a little breakfast cafe. And I read the Orlando version of the magazine, and I saw the big ad that said franchises are available. There was not one in Rhode Island at the time. And I said to my husband over breakfast, I think I'm going to do this. It was skies open.
It was instant for you. It was pretty quick
for
you.
It was. It spoke to me. I loved the magazine. I loved the way it was put together. I loved the information. I was not as aware of all of the different modalities and everything that I have now learned through the magazine at the time. But with my 20 years in banking, I, could amortize the crap out of anything. But I didn't know as much about holistic health as I needed to. And it's just been a huge learning experience. It's just been a fabulous opportunity to just meet such wonderful people and to really get a much better feeling of living fully.
You know, as soon as I heard your voice, I knew that you, working with you and bringing part of our film, the announcement, and some other things, our vibrant matchmaking. You know, matchmaking was in my deep heart. And then I realized how significant it was to do this unique kind of matchmaking. So I want to matchmake you with Kimchi right now. I want to, before you see her in person, because I could tell you got inquiry. Yeah, that's so profound. A lot of people, honestly, when they get diagnosed, whether it's Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, neurological disabilities, pretty much a lot of these people, MS, I had a woman on my show. I remember she actually worked out with weights after we did the show together. We continue here on the Vibrant Living Network, the Vibrant Living Platform. We're also a speaker's girl, and we're honored to work to bring you these resources. In a moment, we're going to step in Kimchi Maury's office, the ResiPath, but Maureen Carey, Kai Cole, Ariel, your life precious, stay with us.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Beyond competing, beyond time, beyond our linear thinking, there exists something that's miraculous. It's resonation, the ability to receive and give life and heal and open up to another level of well-being. Or as I did in a series with Dr. Richard Moss, we talked about the ultimate hospital. Here we are with Kimchi Maury, a ResiPath. She helps people find resonation and get healthier. She helps them have a vision of living to 120. Kai Ko, my beloved wisdom generator on the team here. Ariel. Did I forget anybody? No. I Oh, Maureen, I want to say that I'd like you to step into Kimchi's office. I want to welcome you to Kimchi's office. I want you to take that wonderful curiosity that allows you to stretch beyond the conventional model. I've talked to thousands of people through the years with your mindset. I'd love you to just sit down with Kimchi and invite us into the session. Ariel's with us, homeopath. I want to welcome you too, because I feel like you know, there's a language that you're speaking. And for a lot of people, I want you guys to hear that language, because there's always a language of healing. Like there's a language of the heart. So no matter what diagnosis you've heard or interpretation or assumption about what the conclusion of that interpretation is, I want you to realize there's always a new place of well-being that often is beyond the language of a lot of the way medicine interprets healing or interprets symptoms. So Maureen, I love you to sit down. I want to welcome you to Kimchi's beautiful wood office with all those beautiful paintings and flowers. And she's so warm and beautiful. I'd love you to ask her what you might ask her. What do you, from a personal level, what are you curious about how this might be a deep benefit to you? What strikes you personally? Talk to Kimchi.
Well, I'm fascinated, I guess, with how she works it. I am well aware of what I eat and how it affects me. Just am curious as to how is it that you convince others that it is all connected.
Beautiful.
So Miranda, you let me make sure that I understand your question again. You said that you're eating well and your diet is good, and you wanted to know what is it that I'm doing to convince others about the diet or about the supplement or about what's going on with them?
Yeah, I guess getting others to understand the connections between what we're putting into our bodies and how we're feeling.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so let me get back to the basic. If you can accept that everything in the universe is energy, yes, because everything breaks out to energy, then we can move forward from there. Because everything that is, since everything is energy, energy vibrates, right? So when it vibrates, when it moves, it has its own frequency. It has its own, because some vibrate faster and some vibrate slower. So it has its own rhythm. So when two living substances or when two living systems have similar frequencies, they would then have a resonance, because that's when that's when the amplitude shift. So let's say you like to do ballet, and I also like to do ballet, for example. Suddenly we got interested and say, oh, you like ballet? Where did you take your class? And who's your teacher? So there's an excitement. So that because there's a resonance. If you say, hey, I like ballet, and I say I like football, and there's nothing there to talk about, right? So we just move on. So similarly, when I introduce a substance, let's say a food, into circuit with your body, and if that food has a resonance with you, whether negative or positive, if it causes a shift in your body, and suddenly your body is starting to move differently, and that's when I record the data. And as I record the data, I start to ask further questions. Okay, is that food good for you or not good for you? Is that positive? Is that negative? What does it do to the body? Does it increase more candida in the system, or does it decrease the candida? So based on that question and how I filter that, I'm able to get the information that's more specific. You say, okay, I am eating really well, for example, and I love fruits, and I know fruits has a lot of vitamins and so on. It's good for you. But let's say somehow you just love that food and you eat too much of it. And then you come in, you say, Kimchi, I just don't feel good. My head's a little bit foggy. And so I just was wondering what's wrong with me. And I start to make the measurement, and I start to see fruit came up that your body say, whoa, I don't tolerate this. Is it just like too much for me? So that makes me, that will help me to form a question and ask you, hey, have you been eating a lot of food? I mean, do you really like eating food? And often when I ask that question, if the food is has a negative effect on the body, the person would say, yes, I've been eating a lot of it, just like that's all I do. I mean, I have fruits everywhere. I have it on my windows and my kitchens and everywhere you walk around. That's all I eat all day. So it tells me the person may consume too much of it. So that's where I can come in using the technology to solicit a feedback from the body and let the body talk back. The pineapple was wonderful for me for many years, but you've been consuming too much of it in the body, just like I cannot handle that anymore. So that's how I use the technology to help the person to understand a little deeper into the body as to what's going on, and just to give that information to the person and let the person make that decision what to do about that. Yeah, so I'm only assisting. I'm just assisting and dig a little deeper than the surface to get together that information and give it to you to help you along your health journey.
What are you curious about now? Like, what I'm curious about, where you are in proximity to Maureen. Are you sitting next to her? Are you holding her pulses? Like, I'm curious about the physicality of the exchange. What's it like, Maureen? Listening to Kimchi, what comes to your mind when she's talking, when she says she the technology? What question do you have?
Well, I guess it was a combination of things. One of them was I was seeing some similarities almost with kinesiology.
Mm-hmm.
Is that accurate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the other thing is, I guess, the interest similar to what you were saying was this. So there's a biofeedback machine that you're able to, you would hook me up to, kind of a thing, I guess?
Yes, that's correct. Yes. So, yes, it is. You are correct. It's similar to muscle testing, to kinesiology. Except that I use a device. In this case, you would be hold on to a hand electrode. I'm right there with you. I'm right in front of you. Two of us will be sitting out, and I would measure a point on your fingers, either your fingers or toes. So in this case, if we do a little testing, it probably I just use your fingers. Right? You sit there in front of me. You hold on to an electrode. It's all connected to a device, and I would use a stylus that is connected to the device, and I would measure of the conductivity right on electrical conductivity right on your skin, which is your fingers in this case, because you are more conductive at the fingers or toes. So I would just measure, and then of course you would see a meter moving, right, a needle that moves, and it shows how conductive you are. And then I would insert the substance itself and see, does it affect the current, the flow of the current? If it affects the flow of the current, then there is something there. Then I investigate further. What is that something? Is that something beneficial? Is that something not beneficial? In what way that's beneficial? So I keep investigating further to understand what is that you're reacting to. So, and you are correct. It's similar to muscle testing, except in muscle testing or in kinesiology, you can see often the person say, oh, my arms get tired. I'm not holding it as well. That's why it goes down. It's not as strong. Or the person trying to challenge you and say, I'm going to hold it. It's very strong. I'm going to, you know, to play with you and make sure you're not able to push my arm down. So there's that subjective issue that's involved. In this case, with using the biofeedback and resonance technology, you can fall asleep if you want to. It doesn't matter. You can try to, like, put out a vibe and say, I'm going to make you think differently. It doesn't matter what you try to do, whether you fall asleep or not. I'm still able to measure the current.
Hey, Maureen, I had a question for you. As you're sitting with Kimchi getting your session, I was curious, like my grandparents passed away very early on, and we've been playing or implementing this idea of the 120 project, that you could grow young till 120. I was just curious, like, as you discover this new world of healing and this new world that's taken beyond some of the limitations that when you first got diagnosed, let's say, with MS, when you're sitting with Kimchi, do you, what's your vision of longevity? What like when you're sitting with her, it's not just resolving symptoms. How do you like the idea of living younger? Like, what's your, when you're sitting there, what's your current definition or inspiration around longevity for yourself and the people around you? Share it with Kimchi. Let her on the secret too.
I think it's a lot of the importance on taking care of ourselves and, you know, making sure that we stay active and stay physically active and mentally active and inquisitive and curious and open-minded and all those kinds of things, and not letting, you know, some old, well, old being the key word there, right? You know, stigmas around how you're supposed to be and how you're supposed to act, and you have this disease, and therefore you should be in this box, you know.
Speaking to the choir.
Are you the choir?
No, I said she's...
Ariel heard that the new 60, the new 120 is really the 60. And now he's working really hard. He's 26 chronologically. So he's only he wants to turn 60 like next year. So Kimchi inspired Kimchi inspired Ariel to really go quick on this. Same thing with Kai. They both want to be 60 today. It really has the opposite effect. Mm-hmm. So you're sitting there with Kimchi. I know. It's hard to walk around a 26. Once you know this stuff, Kimchi broke the barrier. This is a new news release. It's really impacted a lot. It's a chronological leap. Right? Instead of degeneration, you have regeneration as a lifestyle. You know, see, what I say is, as an example, people never divorce each other. They never divorce each other. They do divorce the grave image they make up about each other. So people don't die. They pretty much have an image of dying, and they live in accordance with that image. Right? So imagine if the medicine met the vision of regeneration. Or in the Kabbalah, what I understand it says is that this, in the fake world, medicine has fake definitions. And the Tree of Life is another whole way to see aging that transfers biologically. There's a new book coming out on this topic, by the way. I believe the book is called We're Not Meant to Die. I like that title. So what's your Maureen, so ask another question to Kimchi. What's it like sitting with Kimchi? Like, what's your sense of it? You could use your intuition. What is it like sitting with her right now?
I'm fascinated. I'm always interested, you know, like I said, with that curiosity. So as much as I may think that I know how my body is working and reacting, and I'm sure there's stuff that I don't know. So
ask Kimchi a question. What's the question? What's the question you have? Like, what's something you might want to ask Kimchi? We're going to send you to Kimchi soon. You're going to see her in person. I want you to report it. But I want today, for the sake of the conversation, what are two or three things you're just curious about your body? Ask Kimchi. Kimchi says.
Yeah. So I guess one of the things that, you know, I try not to spend too much time in denial, and then neither do I spend my time obsessing that I have MS, right? So there's always a little bit that's going to be lurking, you know, in the back of the mind. So if you get some weird pain or something, it's like, uh-oh, is that what it is? You know, that kind of a thing.
Right.
So that's a balance.
Yeah.
And I guess I would be interested if there's anything within the biofeedback that has any effect on that, any way of identifying.
There are always things you can do to improve the situation, because there's always two directions. You're either going to get better or you're not going to get better, right? So we can focus on what would it take to get you better, and how do we do that? Well, we start to assess the body. We start to make different measurements to see where are you at, what's going on with you, what really happened, what caused it. So once you're able to dive in and be able to find the root cause, and to see where you at currently, how are you in term of your dysbiosis? Are you growing a lot of wrong microorganism? Are you having a lot of good microorganism? Are you more prone toward bacteria or viral or yeast? Right? We can ask all these questions. And what about your deficiencies in terms of minerals, vitamins, enzymes, and hormones, for example? Right? So there are many questions that we could ask and let the body give that feedback. And then once you start to get the response from the body, you begin to see the pattern. the pattern tells you what's going on. So let's say, give you an example. I go with you to go shopping. When we go to the supermarket, and you always go to the meat department, but you never go to the vegetable department, for example. And so I go with you, and after 10 supermarkets, and you do the same thing, you only buy meat, and you only buy beef and nothing else, for example, and never vegetable department. And then we go home, I open your refrigerator, I only see beef, for example. And then I talk to your neighbors, and they say that every time we gather, she only make burgers, for example. That the pattern will allow me to assume you must be a meat eater and never a vegetarian. So the same thing, as I gather data, the pattern will tell me what's going on. The more data I collect, the more I can see it point toward the same thing. By the time I'm done, I'm pretty sure this is what's going on, likely. So you see the pattern and how many times it's repeated itself. Yeah, so that allows us to be able to tap into the intelligence of the organism and see what's going on, see what it's saying, see what it's telling us, so that we can help it. Because the body is an intelligent system, and made up of trillion cells and all these microorganisms all working together and cohabitating together. And this is what I see after years of testing. And that's what I get to see. I see the intelligence. I see all these organisms working together. So I'm there just.
Hold, Kimchi, we gotta take a brief pause. But I just want to say, I know what you're thinking, Maureen, because I was thinking the same thing. There's certain neighbors I wouldn't want. I wouldn't want Kimchi to speak to. So I would put those neighbors down with stars. Please don't speak to these people. You're listening to Vibrant Living, Vibrant Living Network. We're gonna see what Kai's alive thinking, what she's been bubbling. They're in Mexico, as we've been listening. And, of course, Ariel is 26 but now wants to be 60. What is he thinking? But really, the kind of thinking we're talking about is alive thinking. Stay with us. Your life precious. Enjoy it.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Vibrant Living, the experience. I want to thank Regulat. Regulat's beyond the probiotic. It feeds the body at a deep level. It helps regenerate your inner gut. I want to thank Regulat for being underwrite, also being the winner of the Integrity and Raw Food Supplement, Regulat. And I also want to invite you guys to this series that we're doing, Being Paid for Who We Are. You can be part of the series. We have people on, and we help turn around their life around, like as an example, next week or the week after, I have Miranda Green. She works a job. She's 21. We're going to have her become a life coach. We're going to share that journey because these star viruses, the way we see life, gets in the way. So here we have with an innovator, vibrant medicine team member, speaker, Kimchi Moore. Maureen Kai is with us. I thought I would just ask you, Kai Cole, wisdom generator, Ariel. What strikes you, as sitting in the room, we're kind of sitting observing this experience with Maureen and Kimchi, What are you curious about? Because this is kind of a, this is in fact a vibrant medicine. It's really not just reacting to a condition. It's kind of decoding and getting, says, where's the body in all this? What's the body screaming about? We don't need to shut it down. We need to get it, listen to it. What's striking you, Kai?
I would love to hear Kim Chi's explanation or how she feels that, how her practice aligns with current Western medical practice. Like, for instance, there are doctors and wonderful chiropractors here in Mexico who really treat you holistically. They touch everything from your neck to your toes. And, you know, they go into understanding your lifestyle as well. But what I want to ask Kim Chi is, you know, how do you feel that this, you know, fits in or aligns with current medical practices in the U.S. By saying, you know, for instance, instead of going to see a chiropractor or a dentist or a regular doctor, they can come see you. Who is it that you are, quote unquote, like replacing or enhancing in your practice, Kim Chi?
That's an excellent, excellent question, Kai. I love you being on the show. You're just so sharp. I love it. A resopath makes bioenergetic assessment, not a diagnosis, and in no way the resopath will replace or wants to replace or can replace a dentist, a chiropractor, or an MD, a homeopath, etc. Every of these practitioners is skilled in their own way, in their own assessment. I cannot replace a dentist, and I'm not a chiropractor. I don't know much about the nervous system and so on. What a resopath or what I can do is to be able to make the measurements, get the feedback from the body, and say, oh, the homeopathy remedy or the supplement or the vitamin that your chiropractor or your naturopath or your MD is recommending to you, is that now the perfect time to do it? Is the dosage, what does the body do to react to the dosage? So a resopath can come in and say, well, the dosage that you were taking, you know, maybe 3 capsules could be a little bit too much, could be a 2 capsule. So it just gives you another way how the body responds to it. And then you can take that information and go talk to your dentist or your homeopath or your chiropractor, say, hey, I've been doing this, and I just feel that it is maybe a little bit, my body's having a strong reaction. Do you think that I can do a little bit less of that? So it just gives you another angle of what the body is saying to this. But it does not, we don't diagnose anything, and I'm not, I don't prescribe anything except making recommendation in terms of what does the body react to this food or even a vitamin that you are taking. If you are taking too much of it, at some point the body say, hey, I don't need as much. So that's a good, healthy angle to be able to come in and to be able to see what is it that your body, need more or need less. Does it answer your question, Kai? Does it make sense?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And I'd also love to ask, and as I wonder, you know, are there any doctors that you like to work with?
Yes. While I was in California, I worked with different MDs, I worked with different naturopaths, chiropractors, and dentists. I worked with a lot of dentists. In fact, some dentists, you know, want to look into, make sure the material are compatible to the person, so they may ask to consult with me. They may come with their patient, their clients, or the MD may come with their patient and come and consult with me and just say, hey, I'm thinking about prescribing this to this person. And what can you just look into it and see what does the body say to it? We just want to make sure to recommend the the right dosage, because this case, this person is so sensitive, extremely sensitive, that we want to take an extra step to make sure the person is comfortable.
You know,
Excellent. Thank you so much for answering.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You know, Kai, as you asked that, we're going to some feedback from Ariel in a moment. There's a book called The Healer's Web, Spaulding Hospital, I live in Boston. And it reminds me, as you're talking, Kimchi and Kai, as you asked that question, that one of the most powerful things they did there is all the doctors met and had a team conversation about what's truly happening. Because often the biggest challenge with medicine now is often the disconnection between pharmaceuticals, doctors, the dispensaries, pharmaceuticals, you know, a lot of times people are getting wrong medications. So to have someone, I worked very close for a year and a half with Dr. Irene Grant, one of the most brilliant holistic infectious disease specialists. And she's so into the energy of things. And she was saying, but in a lot of her education, she didn't get that. And I could see, like, you know, a patient would sit down with Kimchi and Dr. Grant, let's say. And I just think it's that missing, it enhances, it makes the bigness and the inclusiveness of the experience much bigger. Because I think people's complaints or the challenge in medicine is that they don't feel fully addressed, noticed, or resonated with. So that's a beautiful question. And I also think that part of vibrant medicine is having the vibrancy of listening to see what really resonates with the patient in the biggest way, and that includes food, air quality. You know, when my son was in the hospital and he broke his femur, I would joke to the staff, I would say, well, there's Dr. Fresh Air. I know you guys have Dr. Bedpan and Dr. Drugs, but there's Fresh Air. And the doctor, he helped me. He let me bring my son in the courtyard to get sun every day. So I think this kind of resonance in vibrant medicine enhances the treatment of conventional medicine and brings this new level, this healing partnership forward. So this clearly is the medicine of the 21st century. And I want to acknowledge Maureen that we're so enthused to be opening up Providence and having hosts from Providence and vibrant travelers. You know, my vision really, the question that you asked, Kai, and that we are addressing, Kimchi, this inclusiveness is one of the biggest things in mental health as well. When I did the series with Dr. Peter Bragan, on medicine, you know, are your medicines hurting you? These are the kind of questions, and resonation is the big question of healing in medicine. It's a big question. How could you, if you work with a world-class brain surgeon, and the surgeon looks at Kimchi and says, what resonates with the patient in between treatment and medication? That's the next level. That's what we're looking for when we're talking about the ultimate hospital. So anyway, I love the opening of that question. Maureen, I'm going to set up a time we can all get together in Providence. We can see each other in person, maybe do a live broadcast there.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you. I love that you're bringing from your experience that you've become, if you will, a healer, your own doctor, and you've become curious beyond some of the shackles of the interpretation of MS. Because I did a series. I had several people come on who are totally not living with symptoms from Parkinson's. And it's like part of what they all told me, along with Dr. Nick Gonzalez, I think one of the greatest cancer oncologists in the world. He passed away. But he told me that people die via diagnosis. They die via diagnosis. And his first thing, his first commitment, he says, God, I won't work with someone until I can feel the faith move through their blood and I can see it in their face. Because that's how we start a session. He goes, that's how, because he said to me, Glenn, he was the Sloan Kettering. He goes, people don't die of cancer. He goes, I want people to hear that. They die from the shock. And this occurs with Dr. Valerie Hunt. They die from the shock that shuts down their immune system via the interpretation of the diagnosis. So residents and acknowledging the person has the ability to become alive and musical. They're not this frozen, mechanical, dead thing sitting there. So the fact that you have, right now, you have vital energy, Maureen, and it's vital. It doesn't know the diagnosis. It knows your vital force doesn't get up in the morning and say, well, Maureen has MS. Your vital system says, well, what can Maureen do more alive and unencumbered? It's a different question. Mm-hmm. Okay. What's something else you're curious about that strikes you, Maureen?
Well, one of the first things that I had done when I was diagnosed, and that was 20 years ago that I was diagnosed.
Yeah.
And one of the first things that I did was I joined a gym. I just said, if this is going to attack my body, I'm going to give my body something to work with. And I just really have continued to work on, you know, keeping myself healthy. And, you know, it is interesting. I do take a little pill every day, and I would rather not. It's just, you know, that fear a bit of, you know, well, I know that what could happen. I know that the bad things that had happened when I had had exacerbations. So that kind of keeps you in line with it. I would be curious, though, to see what Kim Chi has to say, what the biofeedback would have to say about this little pill that I take every day.
Brilliant.
Yeah, you know, all I can say is that I cannot answer that question until you are in front of me and your body tell me. And I'm just the interpreter for your body. And that's all I do. Mm-hmm. I don't have an opinion. I don't know. I may have an opinion based on my experience, but it doesn't mean I am correct. There are times I'm wrong in assuming. So that's why I always have to stay objective and make the measurement and let the body tell me what's going on. What the little pill that you've been taking, it could be that your body say, hey, I really need it. Don't go off it. If you go off it, I will be in trouble. Because you have been depending on it. Or your body could say, hey, you've been doing too much of it for a long time. I don't need that anymore. In fact, you need to change to something else. So without knowing what's going on with you and have all this data, and I cannot assume that because I could say something and I could be right, I could be wrong. And I'd rather do say what is the correct for you.
Mm-hmm. I want you guys to check out our Facebook page. We're announcing these weekly meetings on being paid. How to really get paid for what really calls you. You know, one of the illnesses we have is we're doing something and expressing things that doesn't resonate with us. But imagine we come together and we're able to do something at another whole level together. Being paid for who we are, is another level of expressing this medicinal medicine that is us. So to really start to recognize the medicinalness of the simple things that we do in life. And that's in Kim Chi's forthcoming book, The Practices of Resonation. How to do things that put you more in tune with this resonation. World famous cardiologist, I'm talking to him and I said, what's the most profound thing you learned? And he goes, well, it wasn't in medical school. It was the fact that I would go bird watching. He goes, my blood pressure would go down. He goes, now I have bird watching groups. And he goes, I didn't learn that in medical school. I learned it because I started to really feel and sense what happened in people's bodies. It's a question. And come to our groups. We're putting this together. I want to give you resources so you could begin to own that message. And nothing is as powerful as when we get together with other people, because agreement really is the beginning of the miraculous. Our homeopath in residence and our producer in New York and New Jersey, Ariel, take a moment and just, you know, I know you want to be 60 today, but you need to wait 32 years or whatever. Say something about how's the conversation been for you as a dedicated, you've been so dedicated to healing and discovering what frees the body so it could be in touch with its vital force. What would you want to leave with the audience that really impacted you? Give us a moment. Give us a little Ariel for a moment. Did Ariel leave? He might have left. Did you leave, Ariel? I think he's unable to talk to me because he left, Guy. Go to the Facebook page. Ariel's great. He's one of the most inspired young men. Who really helps people. He works with families, actually. He does family healing practice where he gives the whole family remedies that help them heal. And in some cases, get off medication. Maureen, I thought that was a really good question, by the way, about medication, because I think we need to really befriend everything until our body develops a resource to go beyond it. And I think the silliest thing that some people do is go off before they have a resource in place. So I acknowledge that you're taking a wonderful little pill, although it's probably a different pill that was in the Matrix. Kai?
Yes, sir.
You got that one.
Yes.
Well, God, Maureen, we're gonna talk more about the film, more about what we're gonna be doing in Rhode Island. We're gonna have a special what we call a cast call for Rhode Island, and I love Rhode Island. I'm just so honored meeting you. I'm looking forward to having you in person with Kim Chi and us all having a beautiful lunch. Kai, myself, Ariel, of course, Maureen. Wouldn't be a party unless you were there in Rhode Island, by the way.
I would be honored.
Yeah. Thank you, Maureen. I want to say that really
as many times as it happens in my life, it's always a miracle and miraculous for me to connect and move at the speed of trust. So thank you for opening up and being willing to trust to another level of family and wonder and connection. So thank you. And I'm only eager to participate more with you and blossom the publication and the wonderful message you're doing in Rhode Island. And Kimchi, I just want to say, since you've come in my life in a while, it's timeless. And I so love the message of resonation and vibrant medicine and vibrant happiness as a way of life. Because I know we want to be happy on our way to 120. We don't want to suffer. We want to dissolve the imagery that aging is degenerative and make it regenerative. And that's what vibrant medicine is all about. I'm going to let Kai say something very wise, and she'll send out a beam to you from Mexico. I want to thank you and tell you I appreciate and love you guys. I'm going to turn it over to Kai. Go to our Facebook page, like Vibrant Living Network, Vibrant Living Network, and look for our upcoming cast calls. We will learn how to move it to speed of trust together. Kai. And thank you, Maureen, and thank you, Kimchi.
Oh, thank you, Lynn.
Thank you, Ken.
I'd love
thank
to. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I'd love to pull a Glenn here and say that your life is precious. Enjoy it.
Thanks for pulling a Glenn, Kai. I appreciate that. Everybody else, your life's precious. Enjoy it. Oh, I just had it too. It's contagious. Say that to the person to your left, to your right. Feel it in your bones, your bodies, and your cells. We've only just begun. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank the God. Thank the universe. Thank the infinite. Thank all that occurs beyond my beliefs in my mind. Blessings to you all.